everyone. Welcome to another episode of She Magic. Today, I am recording this episode with yet another amazing human being. Her name is Veronica. And we are going to be... This one is... It's one of those episodes. Last week, me, I am seated. I'm doing my own things. I don't remember what I was doing. Then Vero sends me this. I want to share something my therapist said about anger that blew my mind. Your anger is the part of you that knows your mistreatment and abuse are unacceptable. Your anger knows you deserve to be treated well and with kindness. Your anger is a part of you that loves you.
Yes.
So I read that and I put it aside. I don't know if you remember how long I took to respond. I was like, I'm not ready to deal with this right now. Like, I can't deal with this right now. But we want to have this conversation on what anger looks like. And I think that for the longest time, anger has been this thing that we repress or suppress its voice because we don't know how to wear it well. I don't even know if we should be wearing it because there's such a thing as do not let the sun go down on your anger.
Angry, yes. Do not go to bed with your anger. Yes.
But tell me what your thoughts were when you, or what your initial thoughts are when you read that, or when you see that.
Well, at first, I also had to sit with it for a while mm-hmm. and just think through about what is the meme saying? And I realized that it's true that anger is the part of you that actually loves you. Because why are you angry in the first place?
I don't know why I'm angry.
But something is happening.
Yeah.
And that should not be happening to you.
Yes.
Somehow you feel you don't deserve this.
Mm.
Whatever is happening, you don't deserve it, and it's happening to you in real time,
mm-hmm.
and that's the first expression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but is there such a thing as irrational anger?
Irrational.
Let me put a context. Okay. So, because clowns are out here in the city of Nairobi, clowning. So, say for example, it's a guy.
Uh-huh.
Because it's always a guy, yeah?
who's
hitting on
the
you.
The conductor touching you.
Or a guy who's just disrespecting your space, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's not someone that you're going to see again. There's those things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, you feel so violated and you're so angry.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't end there. You carry this thing, whatever this thing is, on into the next, to the next people you're going to meet. So say this thing happens in the matatu, the matatu stage, whatever.
Yes.
This guy grabs your boob, your butt, because that is things that they actually do. Then it triggers something. But it doesn't end there. It doesn't end at, this has happened. This has made me really angry. You carry that anger with you into the home, to your house, to your partner, to your friends, to whoever it is you're going to meet.
Mm. Our anger centers are the same in the mm-hmm. brain. So you carry the emotion with you. As mm-hmm. long as you've not sat with it, you've not dealt with it, you carry it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to let it out somehow.
Mm-hmm.
We have
mm-hmm.
to deal with it.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that this happens when now you've already left the space that made you angry
mm-hmm.
and you take it out now on the people that didn't do anything to offend you.
Yeah.
And this happens even with parents where you're angry at your spouse and then you're shouting at your kids. Because, that's how... Someone offended you and you need to take it out.
You need to take it
out.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That's my understanding of it.
So then, how do you deal? So, this sitting with it and dealing with it, how do you do it yourself?
Well, I'm big on journaling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very big on journaling and also being quiet. I'm the kind of person that withdraws mm-hmm. when I'm angry or yeah. when I have a feeling, I withdraw. So, yeah, I need to find out what is this and why am I feeling like this?
Yeah.
And is it justified
where
you choose to make peace? Where as a woman you decide that whatever you're angry about is not important enough for the sake of peace.
For the sake of peace. The matter.
Yes. So I've read about it in Chimamanda talks about it in her books or in her speeches.
Yeah.
Well, the women, we want to stay in relationships where we are angry, but for the sake of peace, you don't want to raise any alarm.
Mm.
Yes. For the sake of peace in their home.
Yeah.
Because when you raise that alarm, kuna mambo.
It's going down.
Ooh. And, you know, and you're supposed to be quiet. Good girls, be quiet.
Yeah.
There, sit quietly. Listen and not heard.
I still consider myself quite loud and unapologetically so. But then there's situations where I choose to be quiet. And I think sometimes I realize that it's because I'm afraid of stirring those waters and what that might mean. I would be very, very, very
gentle
with my anger. Like my anger will be served on a plate. It will be neat.
Yes.
It will have no rough edges. Yes. It will be served like a, so you know.
This, I didn't like how you did
this. I kind of find it offensive. It's not kind of, it's offensive that you did this. I'm still unable to express my anger in a way that honors it.
Well, I think for me, how I would describe that is more of an expectation thing. Because we go looking for people who are like us.
Mm-hmm.
People who are honest like us. Like the way you describe yourself, your values.
Yeah.
And if someone has offended you, it's because they're not being like you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe someone lied to you and you wouldn't lie to yourself or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone took something from you somehow. They took something.
Yeah.
And something doesn't always have to be physical. It can be an emotion or whatever. Something. Someone took something from you. And you find yourself angry because they're not like you. And you are afraid to express that part of you because you're going to lose the... What if this person is actually not like you in any way?
Fear of rejection.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what you thought brought you together, that's this is it. And then, you know, acknowledging anger is acknowledging a difference.
Yes, you're
afraid that once you see one, what if there's more? What does that mean? You've invested in this relationship. It's 2 years. And then kuna hizo signs that zile that you're not compatible. They started to show up. And you know, we compromise. You want to protect that part of you that is loved by this person or, you know, that loves this person. And I think in protecting ourselves, we keep quiet, and that does more damage because, there are things that you can let go of.
Yeah.
Like, kama putting socks in the laundry basket. deal with that eventually.
Yes.
But there are things that you start chipping parts of yourself slowly. Because you give this up, then you give something else up. Mm. Then eventually there's nothing left of you.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I don't know who I am with anymore. Yes.
Because slowly
you've been chipping.
So parts. Slowly by slowly you've been chipping away these parts because you come to a point and you realize, oh my gosh, we are different in this way.
Yeah.
But because you're afraid of that difference, you chip that part away.
Yes,
then you show up as Aggie, but without this part.
Without that part.
Then slowly by slowly, is that how resentment starts?
Yeah,
I think that's how resentment starts.
Because eventually, you'll wake up one day and you don't even know who you are.
Mm.
You don't know the person sleeping next to you.
Oh.
You don't even know the person in the mirror.
You
don't know yourself. You don't know who you are anymore. And you know what? You start living versions of your life in your head.
Mm.
This is not what I wanted for my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, how did we get here?
How did we get here? Baby, how did we get here?
Yeah.
Ooh, I get that.
Yeah.
So there's a story, yours, that there's an anger that you held that was hard.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about that?
Well, many, but yeah, that specific story.
Mm-hmm.
I was angry at my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've grown up single parent family, just me and my mother, only child. So what that looks like is I don't have to share my mother.
Yep.
With anyone.
You're tag teaming with her.
Yes.
All the way.
She's supposed to love just me.
She's yours. She's yours.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think I was more angry that she was. Okay, my mom started dating someone. She didn't tell me about it, but I knew because, well, Snoopy child. So I knew somehow she's dating someone. And I didn't approve.
Mm.
The problem was I didn't approve. And I was angry because I didn't approve.
Mm.
And I found myself starting to resent her.
So wait.
Mm-hmm.
At this point that you find out, and then you realize that you don't want this. What are you angry at? Why are you what are you channeling your anger towards? Yeah. What's the object of your anger at that point?
The guy.
You're angry at this guy for taking away your mom.
I'm really angry with this guy.
Okay. Yes. So then what happens?
Because, well, I was angry at the guy and I wanted my mom to be the victim. I wanted her to be, you know how as girls that nikijana alinikatia.
Hey.
You were never there.
He's the one. Me, I was minding my own business. Him, he came. He decided he likes me.
Yes.
As if you didn't say
he
yes.
Didn't say yes.
Ah, come
you didn't
on.
Play any part.
Baby.
That's how I wanted to view that relationship.
Mm.
That my mom had no role in this. It's the guy. He came into her life.
Mm.
He pursued her. And he knew this was wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's still chasing her. My mom is innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm angry at this man, and I'm thinking to myself that, you know, you're no longer a young girl, you're an adult now, and you know how these things happen.
Yeah.
It's much the guy's fault as it is your fault, because you make these decisions also, and you decide to participate in this relationship.
Yeah,
I think that's where I started now dealing with the anger, and I'm like, I'm actually angry with my mother because she can make these decisions. I'm angry because I don't know this part of her that can make these decisions.
Mm.
Yeah.
So then what do you do with your anger?
What do I do with my anger? Well, I went for a long run that day. The next day, when I realized I was really angry, I wasn't talking to anyone.
Mm.
I went, I talked to you eventually about it.
Yeah.
After like a week of just smiling with the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I started thinking about it, like, in terms of mirror, my mom mirroring herself to me.
Mm.
Parts of me that I didn't want. Parts of me that make such decisions. Mm. Wrong decisions. Wrong by...
So you were seeing...
Whatever.
You were seeing yourself in her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was also angry at that part of me that, you know, kind of make such decisions. And how I dealt with it eventually was trying to discover, how can I love that Veronica?
Mm.
Yeah. How can I love her as she is? How can you, how can you turn something that I feel is a weakness to a strength?
Mm.
Look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Same mirror, but different perspective. How do you see a different version of the same person?
Mm.
Yeah. Who am I? I think that's the big question there. Mm-hmm. Was, who am I? If I subscribe to myself, like, morally upright person,
yeah,
then this anger was protecting that version of myself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because whatever is happening is offending the moral,
the morally upright Veronica. Upright
Veronica.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, and her integrity.
And her integrity.
Mm.
So how do you redefine that now for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why I felt triggered.
Mm.
Then. I think that's the thing with anger, that it's not okay, it protects the versions of ourselves that we think we are.
Yeah.
So when that matatu guy is grabbing you, it's, you're angry at the act, because as a female you feel like the way you describe yourself, no one should be touching you like that. Seek consent.
Mm.
But if you didn't know anything about consent, then that would never be an issue.
See? So you're angry because there's a version of yourself that is being violated.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I think it goes back to, who do you think you are?
Mm.
And I think that's why it's important to keep redefining
yourself. Yeah, I agree.
Because you might think, this version of myself, this is who I am.
Yeah.
And then you're angry at the world. And
you're angry at the world.
That really did happen to me at mm-hmm. some point. Because mm-hmm. well, growing up as an only child, the only child in a single parent mm-hmm. family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether other kids agree with me, but I had to deal with an identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I deserved to have a father
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I was so angry at everyone. I was angry at people who had dads. Like,
you're like, you guys just you here with your there. Fathers.
Yes.
Mm. Look at yourselves.
Just like, yeah. My old man is coming to visit me.
Mm. Mm. Who cares?
You know? And why? Yeah. I was angry at life. I was angry at my mother. I was angry at God.
Mm.
Why does everyone have a father except me?
Except you.
And then I couldn't see other only child single.
It felt like everyone else had a father except you.
Except me. It's so funny, you don't see those people.
Yeah.
You know how, like, when you learn a new word and start seeing it everywhere?
Yes.
So for me, I think I needed to learn how to live without a dad, so that I can start seeing other people without fathers. Because before then, everyone had a dad.
Yeah.
Just me in the world. I'm alone.
Oh my gosh. It's so unfair. Father. It's so bad.
It's so unfair.
Why would you do that to a child?
Yes.
Oh, I get that. Yeah. I get that.
And I think that's true. That is the version of myself, that what I knew was a family should have a father. And these others are not families, you know. And I had to unlearn that. Unlearn that in a big way.
Yeah.
So that I can start appreciating that what I had even more than what people with fathers had.
Yeah.
I had someone say to me that maybe you may have a dad physically, but he's never there. So he's an absentee dad. So what's the point?
Yeah.
You see? So I think I had to redefine that part of me. I redefined it that my family was okay, that I had enough, that it was sufficient.
Yeah.
And funny enough, you start seeing other people now with those families.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you start seeing this family as a legitimate way, as a legitimate way of existing, then you start to see other people like that as well. Oh, that's quite interesting. That's really cool. I like that.
And then the anger went away.
Then also then that's now where you redefine it. This is where you start to see.
So the anger at that situation goes away.
It goes away.
You've removed the power.
So the sweet spot is, it's not saying that it doesn't matter, because it does matter. That's why you're angry. But it's also not allowing it to come to the front of your face and to cover everything else.
So I think that's your answer right there. Sit down and think through it. Think through, why are you so activated by what the other person said? And is it true what they said? Is it true for you?
Yeah.
Is it true for you? Do you relate with that version you described?
Yeah.
And if you do, then you have a right to be angry. And you have to tell them that, you know what, this is who I am. This is offensive to me.
Yeah.
But if it's not true, then you need to redefine that version of yourself. Yeah. Redefine what that means to you at that time.
Yeah.
I think we have the answers within us.
We do.
We do. So you just need to know what is true for you. What is true for you?
And I like that, because then now anger is not this scary thing.
Yeah.
It's not this thing that you have to avoid or dance around or repress, suppress. You don't have to store it. You know, I learned that we store emotions in our bodies.
Yeah.
Like we literally store emotions in our body. We store trauma. We just store it all. I'm like, hey, we need outlets, because if in that one moment that I feel really angry, if all of that is stored in my body continuously, I wonder what's happening.
I feel bloated.
I don't know how
I read a line today, but the guy had achieved so much, but he felt bloated from achieving all the things. He didn't know whether he liked his life because he was supposed to like it, or because he actually did like it. He felt bloated because of all these things. Like, he needs a pin to just prick and then everything, you know? Like freedom.
Yeah, it simmers down.
Yeah. So I think that's the same thing you're saying about emotions. We pile and pile and pile, and so many layers, and you're carrying all these weights, like, when your cloud go to on you.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're lucky, If you're lucky, you get an outlet. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky. If you're not, you start dealing with issues. Depression comes in. You know, anger, things that need professional care.
Mm.
And some of us are not always so lucky to get help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how our bodies work.
Just realizing that my body is storing every single thing I'm feeling and experiencing. Mm. I think for me, what that does to me is just be like hyper aware of what I allow to take over.
Mm.
Like, even if it's, I don't know, especially with anger and all these negative emotions. And I think it's important for me to mention at this point that I'm not a happy-go-lucky person. No, I'm not. Nah. I'm not team positive thinking only. That's not how I roll.
Yeah.
I think it's important to acknowledge the negative emotions,
yeah,
because they are the real part of life.
Yeah.
So, and I just, sometimes I find it very disrespectful when people throw smear positivity all over everything. I'm just like, but I'm not feeling positive. Yes. That's just it. Yeah, I'm not feeling, please leave me alone.
I'm not happy.
So then, knowing what I know now, and I think the reason that we have this conversation is to say that my anger is not here as an adversary.
Mm.
When I feel angry, there's a version of myself that is feeling violated.
Yes.
And I need to sit down and figure out, okay, which Agi has been violated in this space? Because also we are not linear beings. We are very multifaceted.
Yeah.
So you need to figure out, okay, which part of myself is feeling violated right now and why am I so triggered?
Mm.
So that my anger is not, it's not this thing that I need to shun or to repress,
yeah,
or to, but it's something I can work with and be like, okay, this thing is here to show me something.
Yes.
This thing is here to show me what's important to me.
Mm.
So when someone does something and I'm triggered and I feel like, oh, this is the version of me that's being violated right now, then now I realize, oh, that's important to me actually.
Mm-hmm. So I feel you saying anger is a tool that helps us.
Helps you on your, yes, journey to realizing,
and that's how,
to learning more about yourself.
I feel like we should look at anger like that, like, mm-hmm, a tool that is helping us.
Yeah.
Let's all not be so negative that you shouldn't be angry. Be angry.
Mm.
Then find out why you are angry.
Feel your feels.
Yeah.
Feel your feels. Ha!
Then find out why are you so angry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ask yourself that.
That's why it's there.
Mm.
Yes.
It's pointing you towards something.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that so much. I like that so much. Like, you have no idea. Like, I think we just need to read that quote again.
Mm.
Your anger is the part of you that knows your mistreatment and abuse are unacceptable. Your anger knows you deserve to be treated well and with kindness. Your anger is a part of you that loves you.
That loves you.
Yes. I like that. Yeah. Any final words?
Well, I'll tell listeners, be angry.
Be angry.
Be so angry.
Mm.
If you are angry, be angry.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be angry. It's that's why the feeling is there.
Mm.
Acknowledge it. And yeah.
But work with it.
Work with it.
Yeah.
Find out why you are so
also
angry.
I think at this point also it's important to talk about like not letting it take over.
Yes.
So you're working with it. It's not working with you. It's not, your anger is not.
It's
I like Elizabeth Gilbert's analogy with fear. Mm-hmm. And I think it can also apply to anger. So she says with fear, you welcome it because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. But you tell it, you know, we are going on a drive.
Mm-hmm.
We are going on this journey together. You're welcome. but you take the back seat. You will never be allowed. You can't touch the steering wheel. I think it's the same with anger. Yeah. It's saying, oh, you're here. Okay. Cool.
I see you.
You're trying to show me something. Yeah. But while we are doing that, please sit na huko.
Yes.
Please sit behind and wait.
Please don't take over.
I'll be back. I'll be referring to you every so often. Yeah. But please don't take over. Because yeah. I think then there's a difference between working with it like that and then it's spiraling into violence.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's physical, verbal, emotional, whatever kind of abuse.
I think it's important to remember that you're in control. You're in control of how you express your feelings. Whether it's fear, whether it's anger, whether it's happiness.
It's your responsibility. I think that's a good thing. It's your responsibility. Yes.
How you express it is your responsibility.
I love that.
So you should, sit with it. Find healthy ways of expressing anger. You don't have to shout at your kids. Go kick soccer ball.
Yeah, but don't let it also be stored. Don't store it in your body. I think that one in particular really is just, don't store it in your body. Don't store it. Let it out somehow.
Even the body, well, most of us really never, for me, I never used to pay attention to my body, but your body is a great communicator. Listen to your body.
Yeah.
Listen to your body. If the space is opening up, then okay. If you feel you are getting
tightening up,
you have back pain. We are treating the people with back pain all the time. Back pain
and the hospital.
Yeah. Everyone has back pain. Why are you so angry? Why are you so sad? It's coming out. In your body. Back,
you know, I get back pain. Am I angry?
Maybe. We don't know. You might be.
No. I've been getting them since I was young.
Wow.
I've been getting back pains actually for a long time.
You should come we've
been
session.
We've been talking about it with a friend of mine. I need to go see a doctor. Am I angry? Am I angry at the world?
You know, that's a thing, actually.
Or sad.
Like, seriously. Like, we have, we call it psychosomatic.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is something is wrong with your psyche, your mind, your psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Something is wrong there, and then it's somatic. Somatic is expressed through the body. So you'll be treating men and women in their midlife crisis back pain forever.
Like you're forever in my home. Oh my gosh, mine, I think mine is not psycho, it's another somatic. I think my body has gone through a lot of stress.
That's the thing. Oh, okay. Your body.
Like physically.
Physical. Stress.
Like I've done a lot of physical. I've exerted my body beyond it.
That is treatable.
That's treatable. Okay.
Psychosomatic. Okay. You treat
it. I hope I'm not angry. I don't consider myself angry.
3 months angry and you find out that person is not actually sick. We just need someone, an outlet. They need someone to talk to.
They need an outlet.
Yes.
Okay.
And I wish our mental health was more established.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that way. But in short is, listen to people when they come to you for help. Sometimes people just need someone to listen to
them. They need an outlet so that they don't store those feelings in their bones, in their back, so that Vero is not treating them for back pains forever.
Forever.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. Oh, I like that. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you guys have learned something from Vero and actually a lot of things. Psychosomatic. Please remember that.
Psychosomatic.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Your anger is here for something, to show you something. Adios, people. Say bye.
Goodbye.
All right. That's it.